Hello, Perspectives listeners. What kind of impact do the voices you hear on this show have on your life? Listening to personal stories like these is a free service, but you can help us keep it free for everyone by texting KQED to 90999 now on your mobile phone to donate $5. Message and data rates may apply. Terms at mgive.org/t.
Moving here 5 years ago, I thought I had left behind the Northeast's obsession with ethnic identity. Then came Jersey Shore. There was Snooki talking about Guidos and Guidettes on David Letterman and staring at me from the covers of People and OK. I didn't watch Mike the Situation Sorrentino on Dancing with the Stars, but he was the subject of witty exchanges on the next Good Morning America. When I first heard the term Guido back in the 80s, it seemed an innocent inside joke among us, educated middle-class Italian-Americans, to describe our brash brethren from the outer boroughs. We considered them embarrassing distant relations. They were a minority who hadn't left insular ethnic communities abandoned by our ancestors. I was curious how popular the terms Guido and Guidette had become. The online urban dictionary, where visitors vote on their favorite definition, pegged Guido as a sad, pathetic excuse for a male. Much more offensive was the blatantly misogynistic Guidette, who has fake breasts, a big nose, and is wildly promiscuous. Repugnant slurs have gone viral and venomous. The mere existence of Jersey Shore makes me wonder why producers have made Italian Americans the exception to protocols on ethnic stereotyping. I agree with Andre Dimino, head of the Italian American organization Unico. If you replace Italian Americans with any other ethnic group, would they use such a pejorative term? MTV producers attempted to justify themselves by asking cast members if they found the terms derogatory. Of course they didn't. It's their ticket. Three of them aren't even Italian-American, including Snooki. Using such terms repeatedly is going to make them famous and, as they might say, famouser. I'm not calling for a world without Snooki in the Situation, although I'd find that dreamy. But whether we watch the show or find these folks appealing or repulsive, Snooki and company have become a ball and chain we normal Italian-Americans are forced to drag around. With a perspective, I'm Joanne Furio.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.